I mean, some of the young women who are interviewed by in the Palm Beach, who give a massage at the Palm Beach house, talk about going in and just being really struck by how many butts there were and naked women on the walls. And
it's like, yeah, everywhere.
And some of the FBI guys are like, well, this is like this is a pretty weird one.
Well, it's funny. I think to me, and not to, I this will probably annoy you because I'm doing the most armchair, I'm also an art critic thing if possible. But to me, it seems like the animals might sort of almost represent, you know, how like a big game hunter will go out and sort of murder some fucking lion with some possibly large bore gun and then, you know, have the head hanging back or maybe the whole body stuffed or whatever. And it'll be sort of this symbol of virility and of manhood. Mm. I mean, Epstein has like a lot of like big game cats everywhere.
Yeah.
And sort of like he has these kind of, his statue taste is very like, he likes large statues. He has a sort of a fake terracotta warrior or like a reproduction terracotta warrior in his house. He's got all of these, you know, maybe from the Stuart Pivar email, he gets all these big cats.
Yeah, although at least one thing I read said that he'd have the taxidermy animals and he would have like fake dog poop or fake turds like left by them. And I don't know what you do with that, except that it's like a lot of his stuff. I mean, it's hard to overstate. A lot of his taste is like, I'm the Joker.
Yes.
I mean, and I have a whole theory about that we'll get into. But I mean, a lot of it is like deliberately ghoulish or like, you know, this is all a game, and I'm the game master kind of vibe.
Jeffrey Epstein.